DJW, I'm mobile.
UHXS, mobile.
UHXS, W4DJW, mobile.
Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Daughter and her Christmas, her birthday present sent off, and I got the car washed. Car wash wasn't very busy on a slightly overcast day like today. These are good days to go to car wash.
Oh, so you're to blame for the rain, huh? Wash your car in the rain? I know that trick.
Well, a little bit. That's why it was so easy getting through there. I had my pick of where the vacuum cleaner, which vacuum cleaner I wanted. The one closest to the vacuum cleaner machine.
Okay. Which car wash do you go to?
White Hampton, across from, up a little bit toward Greer, and across the street from Target.
Oh, okay. I normally go to the one over by Walmart there. they're usually pretty good.
He is no more. The one that was down on White Hampton, that was like the premium of all premiums. And then I guess there was a semi-canopy over there on Buncombe where that crosses 101 crosses White Hampton up a little bit toward the airport, about a mile. They were used to be pretty good too, but I don't know how they are anymore.
Well, you got that one right next to that Italian restaurant there. Was it next to Brewster's Ice Cream, I think it is? There was one there, too.
That's the one I'm talking about. They were, like, second place to the one, the canopy that was on White Hampton that is no more. I don't know if they're still that good or not. I heard they changed hands. I haven't been back there since they changed hands.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, the one by Walmart, it's like $25 a month, and I can go as many times as I want. You know, I can go every day. You join the club there.
Give me up for that deal at the one that I go to, and I told them at first, no, if I can only bring my car, I can't bring my wife's car, then it's not worth it to me. So then later they changed and said, you can bring any other car. Every day you can bring a different car. And that's $40, not $25. So still not working. Still not doing it for me. I'm still just paying for them one at a time.
The only thing that I would want to ask about that, I know they read your license plate when they go in. So if you do that, if you start the thing up at $40, and what do? You got to manually enter the other plate in?
How they do that? How they, maybe they issue a number or something, you plug the number in, I don't know, because I've always turned them down. If they ever come up with a deal that works for me, then I'll know.
Up here with the red clay, I tell you, it works for me because, you know, for what I do for a living, I'm on people's property or dirt roads and stuff, and that red clay gets everywhere.
He's in the garage with the garage door closed most of the time, so it doesn't get very dirty. And I don't use it much. I use the truck when I'm going to go flying or when I'm going to go to, you know, haul trash off. So the car is just very, very seldom. It's a 2017. I bought it new, and it's got 23,000 miles on it. So it doesn't get out much. But my wife's car goes to Spartanburg every day, so hers could use it.
17,000 miles on a 7-year-old vehicle? Holy cow. Like a little old lady that drives it from Pasadena, right?
Well, it's 23K since 2017, which is 7 years old. 7 years old, 23K. I've got a 1996 Toyota Tacoma that's got 32,000 miles on it. Figure that one out.
Jeez. I guess it pays to work at home, huh?
Well, I went for 10 years driving back to Charlotte every day, so I figured I paid my dues in that 10 years, and then the latter half of my career I worked from home. So if you think about it that way, you know, half of your career working from home, half of your career driving 200 miles a day or 1,000 miles a week, it pretty much balances out with everybody else.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't do that 200 mile a day thing. No way. I mean, no way. I'd be falling asleep behind the wheel.
When I had to work late, you know, it's 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, sometimes 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when you had a really bad day, and I was coming home down 85 with all four windows down and the music cranked wide open so that I could stay awake. I'm glad those days are gone. Anyway, I'm here at home. I'm going to put this horse in the stable. You have a good day out there. Be safe. KV2HXSW4DJW.
All right, Dave. Good to hear from you. I'm glad things are going well for you. I'm heading up to Spartanburg to go look at another system and see if I can't help them out. Have a good day, W4DJW, KV2HXS.
HXS, KN4, BWA.
Ah, good afternoon, or good morning, sir. How are you?
Now, don't be asking me any hard questions. Hey, did y'all talk about MFJ? Have you heard?
No.
MFJ stands for Mighty Fine Junk, and they're shutting down.
Down? Like everything?
Yep. I believe they're still going to do some repair and parts, but they're not going to be manufacturing anything.
Why? What happened? They can't get the cheap Chinese parts anymore?
Manufactured anything here anyhow. You know, as soon as that guy would buy out a company, he'd strip it out for the quality and, you know, make it junk. But anyhow, yeah, they're shutting down. I don't know the effective date, but it's soon. And you know what? I've told a couple of people that Ameritron is too solid a device. I mean, yeah, it's good stuff. He wasn't able to strip it out. Somebody's going to start buying off some of those divisions. I think that's his way of saying, hey, this stuff's up for sale.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm on a piece of 29 here. I'm getting a lot of pressure for a minute.
That's his way of saying that these different divisions, you know, he's got High Gain, he's got Ameritron, he's got several other different brands, and I believe that's his way of saying, hey, this stuff can be had, because Ameritron is just too good of stuff to shut down.
No, those are the big amps. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you was about that tuner you were telling me about, the automatic antenna tuner. You never sent me the name of it so I can take a look at it.
E1000 Pro 2.
LDG. Okay. I'll have to look that up when I get home.
In there, it's not an LG. Definitely not LG. It's LDG 1000 Pro 2. And that's a fine little device. Like I said, I've got one I'd loan you to try it out.
I may take you up on that.
Antennas and 1,000 watts.
Yeah, you know me. I'm not going to run much more than 500 to 800. I think the amp I have is 800 watts. I think that's about the most of it.
What are you going to run that amp on?
My Kenwood TS-450.
Okay. That has a digital power display, right?
A digital power? It's got a digital frequency display.
I'm going to tell you what wattage you're pushing out from the radio.
Oh, yeah. It's a little LED bars on the left side. Yeah, yeah.
For that 811H, you know you've got to control the driver wattage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I've got the knob on the right side. Just turn the power all the way down and bring it up a little at a time.
Well, you want to come by and grab that thing, you're welcome to try it out. Just bring it back in the same condition it left in.
Going up there over the weekend. Right now, I'm heading up to Spartanburg, and then I'm heading home for the day. That's a busy week, man. Busy, busy week. I need some time to go, whew.
You're complaining about being a dirty, rotten capitalist and making money?
This week? Are you kidding me? I just made enough to pay the bills, barely.
All right. Well, just give me a call or give me a holler sometime when you're headed up that way. You can come up and grab that thing. But I'd suggest you go and look. Oh, by the way, you know it'll handle two antennas. You can select one of two antennas on the thing.
Right, you were telling me. Well, I'm thinking about building a second one. I've got a couple of Valens. I might build an antenna strictly for 75 meters and maybe 20 meters, and maybe I'll do that. That's a good idea. I like that idea. Thank you.
Swing on by.
I shall ease on down the road. Wow, these guys are out here working in the rain. Wow. Road work on 29. What else is new?
Doing some road work.
This road is terrible. Man, there are parts of this road that I think will knock the heck out of my alignment if not careful.
So I guess they just think that we're all riding in buckboards again.
I don't know. And taxes ain't going here. They're going over. Oh, excuse me. I know I said nothing.
Uncle, cartoon that I sent, or that little video I sent you?
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
That was the guy that ate. That was the guy that ate Uncle Joe's uncle.
That was funny.
Give him up.
Apples. That's right.
That character's name was Uncle George.
A little before my time, but I grew up watching the reruns.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if there was anybody still around that remembers first run at the theaters of Little Rascals.
Hey, are you going to be on the radio for a little bit? Can I give you a call in a minute?
Back towards the house. We've been over at Sam's in Spartanburg, and headed back to the house. We're going to stop and get a sandwich to go. So, yeah, I'll be in here for about another 15, 20 tops. So, I'll be listening.
All right. I can make a quick phone call, and I'll get back with you.
Talk to you later. KN4, bit of yay. Clear up your phone.
KP2HXS.